Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, five-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome everybody in. Welcome everybody into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, no, it is not a mirage. Yes, it is real. I am live in studio in The Ticket. We have not had this since the Michigan game when my son Jacob sat right there, educated me all hour, dropped the knowledge, and I learned from him. But today, I am joined by my good buddy, I always call him my man, Jake, the owner of the station, Derek Pearson. We call him DP. And real quick, before we light this candle, dive into the topics of today, I want to talk a little bit about the quarterbacks. What can we expect at the spring game? They're not going to be live, but everybody else is going to be live. Okay, Matt Rhule wants to play football. It's going to be a regular football game. I love that. He wants to play it like a regular football game. We're going to chat about what can we expect from the quarterbacks. Also, some potential surprise players. Maybe people are under the radar at the moment. We're going to get into that, light this candle. But real quick, I want to give a shout out to Bonzel Pool and Spas. You can check them out at bonzel.com. They are putting in my family's pool, which is the reason I shout them out. Jeff is a good dude. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to bring on my man, Jake and DP. How you fellas doing?
First of all, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And let's not bury the lead in what you just said.
All right.
You're having pool and spas put in where, sir?
So
where?
All right. So we're moving to Lincoln. The family and I are moving back to Lincoln, so we're pretty pumped.
What?
So we're pretty pumped, pretty excited.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, so breaking news. Adam Carriker is moving to Lincoln, Nebraska, and that means that some of these appearances, some of these shows are now going to be live at the Ticket.
That is correct. Oh. And on site at special locations from time to time.
Oh, boy. Okay. All righty then. Right, we're going to shout out everybody that's helping you move to Lincoln. That is a win-win for Husker Nation. Well done.
For sure. So when we were moving, I got three younger kids. And when we told them, we made this decision in January. Okay. The three younger kids started jumping up and down. All right. And they were chanting, the four youngers, actually. My oldest, Jacob. Now, when we left the Michigan game and went back to where we currently are, he spent the entire plane ride home trying to convince me to move the family to Nebraska, which didn't take a lot of convincing, by the way. So I knew he'd be on board. Our second oldest child is a little bit more quiet, a little bit more introverted. So she's coming around, though. The youngest four were chanting. The oldest daughter's coming around. But Jacob's reaction was hilarious. Knowing that he wanted to come to Nebraska and he couldn't wait to come to Lincoln, his first reaction as he sat on the couch was, "But I have a girlfriend." And I was like, "We're not basing life off of an eighth grade romance, my friend." But they've all come around. They're pretty pumped. And so one of the things that my two oldest did ask for, okay, first world problems, first world blessings, "Dad, could we have a pool?" So I reached out to several pool installation companies and folks who do a wonderful job in the area, and Bonzel Pools. Jeff was incredibly responsive. And one of my favorite things he said is, "Adam, I just want to do a good job for your family." Like, that sold me right then and there. So bonzelpool.com, ladies and gentlemen.
What other services are you in need of for this move to Lincoln? We need to make this as smooth and as, as uncomplicated as humanly possible.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to talk about this today.
No. You'll figure out that whatever TV is around, all bets are off. Whatever,
I like it.
Whatever programming you had in order is out the window.
I like it.
So what do you need? So moving company, cleaning services. what are we talking about here?
So actually, we negotiated so that they would leave their personal property and like 95% of it, the people that own the house. And we did the same with our house where we're currently at. So not a whole lot of actual stuff being moved.
Good.
But when I go to a gym, I am intense. I'm not the most friendly person to be around when the air buds are in.
Yep.
People tend to take that the wrong way. No, this is what I did for a living for a long time. And it's just old habits. I don't get to hit people without getting put in jail anymore, Jake.
That's right.
So me going to the gym is me getting it out. So I've always wanted to have my own gym. First of all, I sweat like insane and I can only wipe down the equipment so much. So I'm looking for some gym equipment for a home gym. Perfect. If anybody's interested in helping out with that. Again, these are first world problems and blessings.
Yeah.
Okay. But if people want to partner with the show here,
there we go.
That's a way to do it.
There we go.
Okay. And where we are is pretty private.
Okay.
But I like Uber privacy. I like to walk out my back. I've never had it since I was a kid. I walk out my back and I would try to find a spot where I could go anywhere around the house, the back, the front, the side, where people couldn't see where I was at. And I've never had that. Okay. And there's worse things in life. I've always wanted that. So I'm looking to put some big trees in on one side of our house. It's the only side where people can see, and I'm looking for some privacy. That's really it. Other than that, man, I'm just excited.
And how do you want them to reach out for those folks that are out there? Because they're out there listening. So how do you want them to reach out?
Honestly,
yeah.
I would defer to you on that.
Okay.
As far as the ticket, what advice would you give them?
They can reach out to Jake Sorensen, myself. You can find Adam Carriker on the several spaces. You can even ask Bach. Like, I'm pretty sure people will tell Bach the rest of the day, hey, I was listening to you and Carriker, and I think I can help. So
yeah,
all of that is in play.
Okay. Hit us up on Twitter, on the website, I assume.
Yeah.
Jake, do you speak?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
speak,
just making so sure. Yeah. I know you've been talking for 2 hours. I just wanted to feel included.
So rules of the game, that if Bach is in the room and you really want to get Bach excited,
okay,
he is a shared member of the wrestling brotherhood. Bach will absolutely go toe-to-toe. He scored an interview with Dave Penzer, telling a great story about Penzer taking some real tough shots from Kurt Angle.
Okay.
And
I think I heard that, actually.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I did.
He laid it in pretty thick by the pictures.
We have done, you've been the man behind the scenes while I'm flapping my gums. You've joined me on show. We've met. How have you never mentioned this?
I don't know. I've been building up enough of my, I do a nuclear heat show. I was going to invite you at some point. I've tried to build that up. Now that I have Pinzer on, maybe I can get you on as well.
Anytime.
Oh,
dude, we got to talk wrestling more often.
Absolutely. I've been, when you do the Goldberg interviews, I do the social media and stuff for it too. It's a lot of fun because I love, you know, Bill Goldberg, WCW is undefeated streak and all that. That was right in my like growing up, like first introduction to wrestling.
So what I love about Bill, so he's my favorite wrestler growing up. Most people who've heard me talk about wrestling in the past know that. You've got the obvious D-line connection. Okay, he played for the Bulldogs, the Falcons. You just watched him. It looked real. I will never forget. I played with a guy named JL. He had 35 tackles in one game, senior year of high school. But we're on the way to a game. And he goes, pro wrestling is fake. And then he pauses and he goes, but Goldberg, that's real. That one guy is real. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, but I'll roll with it. Okay, JL. But so what I love after I got to know Goldberg, because when I had the show in DC with Chuck Carroll, Fourth and Pain, you ever have nothing better to do with your life, ladies and gentlemen, go Google Fourth and Pain. You'll see me with a different sized individual. And we gave each other so much crap and it was phenomenal. The audio production was okay. The visual was even less, but it's somewhat entertaining. I don't know if it was any good, but we convinced Goldberg to come on every week for 1 year to talk football,
Do
NFL predictions, 17 straight weeks. He only missed 1 week. And that was the week my daughter Trinity was born. Other than that, he came on every week. And what I learned is he gets kind of a bad rap sometimes by some folks. What I love is he's just himself. He's honest. And sometimes that can rub people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. He said things to me that I was like, wow, I could easily be offended by that in the past. But I don't take offense because it's just him being him. So even when I interviewed him last week, I said, what's your most memorable match? I don't know if you remember his response. He goes, well, you got to be more specific. you know, anybody else would have said, well, give me a minute to think about it. No, he's just blunt to the point, you know, and I could have been like, well, let me tell you, Goldberg, I can be more specific, but that's just him. And then he gave, what did he say? The Hulk Hogan match, which I've heard him say before. And I remember watching that match in the Georgia Dome as a kid. And then he said I think it was the Falcons actually got involved in that match a little bit, if I remember right. So that's one of the things I love about him. And I know he gets a bad rap. I don't freaking care. Even his AEW comments, you know, you might not like him, but that's his truth.
Yeah.
He's going to speak his truth.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Right. Best pro football player turned pro wrestler.
Well, is it going to sound like I'm full of crap if I say Goldberg? Because that's the first name that pops into my head. Right, it's Bill Goldberg.
It's the space, right? Because a lot of guys transition. I'm old school in that guys like Ernie Ladd, who again, dominated right down the road with the Chiefs. Guys like Frelick, who stuck their toe in the pool and got to do that. Wahoo McDaniel, who was not only a lineman, but was a kicker, for crying out loud.
Yep.
Like, there's some guys.
Steve McMichael.
Mongo, for what he did, right? For what there are some guys. And I think it's a big part. Like, I think it's a big part of what wrestling has done, because it gave people a lot of chance to kind of live a different life.
There's a lot of college football players that turned wrestling. Oh, yeah. John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, The Rock. I mean, there's a lot of college football players.
All of Yep. Dusty was a college football player. That all came over.
Yep. Yeah.
Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt.
You forget Roman Reigns. Like, we far too often we forget. Yeah.
All right.
My bad, Roman.
I'm going to mark out real quick. Okay. Uh-huh. For those who don't know what a mark is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
It's a wrestling fan that pretends things are a little too real. I'm going to mark out real quick. So when Roman, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins were in the Shield.
Yeah.
Okay. We were doing the Fourth and Pain show, Chuck and I. And we got, and I think they had just broken out like maybe 6 months earlier. So it was very early on. We got Roman on the show. Okay. First of all, okay, he goes, Adam, Carricker? Nebraska, right? And I was like, I hadn't done my research. I did not know that he played college football. I did not know he graduated the year after me. I was 06, he was 07. I had no idea. He goes, I watched you. And I was like, I just sat there in silence. Like, I was so stunned. I was like, awesome. I had no idea you knew who I was. This is going to be great. So we chatted a little bit of football. But the thing I took away from that interview, I've never forgotten about. I said, what's your ultimate goal in this business? He goes, one day I want to be the man. Mm. Now you look at what he's done the past 4 years. Okay, including not passing the baton, but helping Cody Rhodes finish the story. It turned out to be prophetically true.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, and shame on us mentioning college football players who turned pro wrestler and not mentioning Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yep. Not mentioning The Rock, like we failed. Like we would have to start the list there.
I will say this, and I don't think he played college football, but Steve Borden Sting is from Omaha.
Yeah. We had a recent conversation about some of the DiBiase family, of course.
Yep.
That Baron Von Raschke actually wrestled at Nebraska.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Baron Von Raschke actually wrestled at the University of Nebraska.
All right. So, I believe Jack Swagger's from Omaha. Is that correct?
Yes.
I could be wrong.
Is that right?
There are folks from around.
And have to confirm that.
Oh, and then, but you can't mention pro wrestling in Nebraska and not mention that one of the all-time greats actually lived in Nebraska. Gorgeous George.
I did not know that.
Actually lived in Nebraska City and Omaha for parts of his life. So, yeah, Nebraska has a huge wrestling connection. That's why I keep bringing it up, because wrestling fans from across the state are connected in several different ways. And then the football side of it, guys who went on to play the sport, bravo.
Absolutely. All right. So first of all, you have to tell me things like this. Like, I'm a big time wrestling fan, Adam. You got to keep me in the loop on this.
Yeah.
There could be a potential of maybe DP, Jake and I doing a pro wrestling show at some point.
Oh yeah.
Someday. That would be awesome. All right. We got the NFL draft last night. Now, I just listened to Vershawn, T. Farley, Jake talk about the draft. Did a phenomenal job. If you folks missed that, check it out on podcast platforms as well as YouTube. Let's talk about the spring game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterbacks. What are you expecting to see from these three quarterbacks, DP, Jake, whoever wants to go first?
Brock, go first because I'll lay into it a little bit.
Well, yeah, and Matt Rhule did say they're going to air it out a little bit more so than the ground game. They know that what they've got in the ground game in. I think just, you know, for a format that's going to do well to entertain the folks. But yeah, I mean, it's fascinating because I think Dylan and Dan Caitlin, you kind of think, you know, their first introduction to the Husker fans and playing out in front of the fans, but they've got a different style than Heinrich Harburg does. Are they going to try to use that in any way? Obviously the quarterbacks are non-contact, so it could be kind of hard to get Heinrich going in the ground game. So I expect them all to kind of be in passing mode. So it'll be exciting what we've heard about Dylan leading up to the spring game. He's got an excellent command of the huddle. He's far beyond his years as far as maybe calling audibles or making adjustments at the line. So those details, especially pre-snap, is going to be intriguing. But I can't lie. I also want to see. What I've heard is that Dylan looks different than the other quarterbacks. Dylan looks different than quarterbacks that we've seen at Nebraska as far as his development, his arm. You know, so we'll see. I mean, I think the closest thing Nebraska's had, in fact, the last quarterback they had drafted was Tanner Lee. And so we'll see if Tanner Lee could make some NFL throws. I want to see if Dylan can make a few of them that wow the crowd tomorrow.
Before DP hops in, I know he's going to lay it in here a little bit. All right, a couple of things I know for a fact. I know the coaches at the university believe that Daniel Kalen's an NFL quarterback one day. I know that for a fact. I also know they aren't crazy when people talk about the separation from Dylan and everyone else. Now, they didn't. I don't know if it's what they agree with or disagree with. I just know they're not crazy about it. Okay, I do know they think highly of Daniel Kalen. He is an NFL quarterback in their opinion, okay? And Harburg is passing better than he probably ever has. Even when I talked about him early on and he wasn't in the meetings and he wasn't practicing as a quarterback and he digressed, again, that's not really his fault. I've mentioned that before. I'm curious to see. I'm going to compare Dylan and Daniel directly to each other for obvious reasons. I am curious, though, to see. I love the fact that they're going to air it out. But I'm curious to see how Heinrich can throw because he's the one guy who also brings something to the table with his legs.
I'm in this lane that Nebraska as a program and as a culture is going through an identity crisis and a change.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognize it because, I don't know, you don't hear Georgia complain about having two NFL quarterbacks on their roster. You don't hear Alabama, Oklahoma. You don't hear it. You don't hear it because it's expected. Yeah. That's actually the standard, right? And why? The third guy who becomes the fan favorite because, those other two guys are elite. They're kind of set in their way. We're going to root for the guy who has to fight harder and maybe isn't as talented, but we're familiar with him. We know. I also, encircling the fact that you now have changed your quarterback room means you have to change the most important things for that room. And I read an article yesterday talking about all eyes on the quarterbacks. Wrong. I'm an old school football head, and I don't care about the gunslingers because the gunslingers do gunslinger things. But what I know is in a battle of the Great West, you better have somebody up front. My eyes tomorrow entirely are, what are you going to do but to protect those two NFL quarterbacks? You have talent that you haven't had. I'm paying attention to the big boys. One, how you're going to defend them. Two, how you're going to protect them. One, can you run the dang ball? I want to know. Listen, the best way to take pressure off of young talented quarterbacks is to have a running game. So if you can't run the ball, it ain't going to matter because you're going to let people dogs free on your talented quarterback.
So let me push back a smidge. Yep. I agree with what you're saying. So the pushback isn't what you're saying. It's what Matt Rhule's trying to see tomorrow. He has said, we're going to try to air it out because we want to see if we can pass, because I think in his mind, he knows they can run the ball. So tomorrow, are you still emphasizing the run game?
Show me.
Or do you want to see if they can actually execute a forward pass? I say that respectfully, kind of.
My impression based on scouts who have seen both of these young men throw the football, tell me, don't worry about them throwing the football. Tell me
Because
we know now, right? That
big crowds.
That different evolution, the evolution of young quarterbacks has changed in the last 8 years.
That's fair.
Different development, different quarterback camps, different quarterback scenarios where you're formed. Mm-hmm. And again, these are second generation folks who have been around it. So guess what? Yep. They've got some IQ that not all quarterbacks who come to Nebraska have. What I need to know is, I have those two, and I'm looking at my third, my next year. Mm-hmm. I need to protect them. And the best way for me to protect them, give me some big silverbacks up front. Then get me a bell cow behind it who can toe the work and do and get them out of tough situations, also that they can communicate with and can pass block. And then young quarterback's best friend. Big Adam Carricker-looking dude, a tight end who can get into space, catch the ball, give a big target, catch the ball, get to the ground, get back to the huddle.
I'm glad he said tight end, because everyone always thinks I was an old lineman if they didn't know I played football.
No,
anyways,
no,
I digress.
No. I see you with an eight on, and I'm fine with it.
I went to the preseason. I went to the season of the Pray Boy All-American thing going into 2006. Everybody there thought I was an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to offensive lineman, but I was insulted because I'm way more athletic than that.
See?
I mean, come on now, guys.
See? You got to watch the movement.
So I am with you. In order to win football games, you got to run the ball, stop the run first, okay? There aren't too many Steve Spurrier, Florida Gator type offenses, okay? And they saw what happened in 95 when they couldn't stop the run or run the ball. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I am curious to see two freshmen. A sophomore won the quarterback for the Heisman Trophy for the first time ever in 2007. Think about how long college football has been around, okay? Then a freshman won it, Johnny Manziel, in the early 2010s for the first time ever. At some point, there's going to be a true freshman, because we also just had the first ever walk-on in Baker Mayfield. Okay, but my point is this. They're still 18-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. You still have no idea. Okay, me coming at you, okay, I'm about half as fast as I used to be, but me coming at you, okay, can you make the read between the out, the cut, the post? Oh, by the way, what's the snap count? Can the lineman hear you? You got to put a guy in motion. Oh, you got the play action. Oh, you don't. There's no guy in motion. Wait, the shot clock. The play clock is already down. I'm 18 years old, and I didn't sleep last night because my dorm roommate wouldn't shut up, and he was studying until 5 in the morning.
Or my girlfriend texted me with a thing. I'm really mad I can't see you, right? We talk about that. I think you also pointed to a thing, that if I'm playing quarterback against Adam Carricker, one, pressure is one thing, but your length and ability to get into space changes my throwing window.
That's true.
And that's what I want to see tomorrow. Like, when you talk about young quarterbacks, can you move? I don't need you to pull down the ball and run for 15 yards. Mm-hmm. I need for you to be able to slide in pocket to get to a throwing window to hit that route on time in a very mm-hmm. specific space in a spot. That's what I want to see. Your ability to manipulate the pocket, right? Can I get Carricker upfield so I can step up and make the throw? Or do I need to take another step in my drop to get it through Carricker's long arms and his huge meat hands, mm-hmm. right? Those are things that you see in that space. So, you know, Bach wants to throw it a break.
Real quick, we're going to bring new Husker commit Tanner Bear on after the break.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring him on. We're going to chat with him real quick. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.